Good morning. Welcome to your self-care practice. 5 minutes of self-care with Geraldine. For this week, I'd like to introduce you to the principle of Asteya. It's non-stealing. And it's part of the ethical guiding principles of the philosophy of yoga. And I have really had to learn in the last years to really apply this specific principle. Now, non-stealing is not just physically stealing something. It's actually also not stealing time and energy from yourself or from other people. Or, for instance, time. I'll give you an example. You have a meeting at 11 o'clock and you show up late. You're indirectly stealing time from this person who's waiting for you. And it's just a matter of respect. Now, okay, we understand that cultural differences, for instance, the Greek are different of thinking, coming on time, or let's say also the Indonesians. We even call time like jam karet, which means it is time is like a rubber band. Now, Asteya, it's really important that we realize that it's not only what we do to others, but also to ourselves. Now, for instance, if you have invested a lot of time and energy to a profession that you actually really do not like, and you're actually dredging every single day to show up to work, then you are literally stealing time from yourself. Energy, time, and effort. And life is too short. We have only a limited time in this specific lifetime here on this planet. So why not make the best out of it and actually pursue what we love doing and to really nourish our time and respect our time. I'll give you an example on the boat, time. Now, time management is really important because you all have to work as a team. Crew, everything needs to function, everything needs to be synchronized, and everything needs to be running smoothly without actually the charter client or the owners noticing. And you need to be literally invisible. So it is important to respect each other's time and to also stick to the routine that your boat has at that specific moment and for the specific client. And if one key element misses out on time management, then everything else is not going to go on time. So it makes sense. Now, I'd like you this week to think about how you use your own time effectively and how you can also respect other people's time, energy, and effort, that you don't feel like you're stealing it away from them and from yourself. I will also explain you another concept that I have noticed a lot in the business world, because I've been in corporate but also small to medium startups for 27 years. And when you're in marketing, I can tell you, ideas, creativity, they're the essence. To also for you to perform, it's a key performance indicator. How many times have I come across people who literally stole my ideas away? That is also stealing. Or you connect someone to someone and you introduce someone to your network. The only respectful thing to do at this very moment is, for instance, you connect someone to your friend, that your friend keeps you in a loop. That your friend does not just run away with that specific contact, especially in the business worlds. And it happens many times that people literally steal these contacts away. Now, you cannot steal a person away. It's just a matter of respect again. You know, that you honor also the energy and the effort that other person has given to make this connection happen for you. And the same thing for ideas, to honor and value the ideas of each person and ensure that this person gets the credit for it. And this is integrity. Everything of all these principles, they come back to be aligned within and to do business or to work or to live your life with integrity. I hope this makes sense. Now you see, I'm here in the mountains in Davos, currently preparing a big event for the new company or new client that I'm working for the World Economic Forum. It's a whole different ballgame now. And I wish you a beautiful week. And yes, think about Astea this week. Namaste, Namaha.